This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day, Health on the Air. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another episodic adventure with everybody's friend. I hope he's everybody's friend. That's why he's here, because he's very friendly and he's a very good doctor. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He also is a GAPS practitioner, and he's a member of every kind of board you can imagine, but he's not boring. The website Forbidden Doctor is not boring either. We spend our time together every week going through a lot of things that are applicable, things, the research that Jack has done, things that he can help you with at his website and his clinic, which is in Salt Lake City, Utah. The advent of new thermometers that can be used. So I'm now about the business of opening up the box. I ordered this infrared thermometer to see if I could keep track of my temperature. And so this is one of those little gun things that you hold to your head. And I'm not sure, have you done these? Are you doing these in your clinic? What are you doing to get people's temperatures of anything? When somebody comes in and says, hey, doc, I don't feel very good today. And doc says, okay, let me take your temperature. Or is that something that you do?
Not really. Not unless it's an extreme case.
Really?
And then, if it's that extreme, we suggest that they, you know, maybe wait a day or two before they come in.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. So yeah, they don't spread it around. Yeah.
And there's a big sign on the door since the coronavirus thing.
So
it just says,
on.
Listen, if you know, if you really think that you're ill and sick and contagious and everything else, please reschedule. We
yeah.
love you, but please reschedule.
Well, you've
but
been
everybody
open
that,
through all
like,
of this.
Yeah. But, oh, yes. We've been open the whole time. I think the governor has a chiropractor.
Oh,
I think that's one of the reasons. In fact, I think
state
I
open.
Chiropractor is. So I think that's one of the reasons why in this state they left chiropractic offices open. Because in this state they realize the benefit of it.
My chiropractor here, I can't go to see you, so I'm going to see the local one. And it's the only one. I couldn't get any, there was no way of getting physical therapy. There's no way of getting any kind of acupuncture, which I find, I thought that was outrageous, given chiropractic and acupuncture are kind of like two peas in a pod.
Well, they're both known to stimulate the immune system.
Right.
There's plenty
yes.
of studies.
So why
show
would you want them to be open? The ignorance, the prejudices and the ignorance over medical treatment is just amazing. All right, so I got this infrared thermometer.
Right.
And I can't, it has three, it says set. I don't know what set means. Have you used any of these things? I want people to do this. This is actually a pretty good idea. So how far are we supposed to hold it away from? I should be doing Facebook
Live.
Well,
the directions will tell you, but you don't want to touch the skin. You want to have maybe an inch, about an inch, maybe half an inch, but just don't touch the skin.
It's now an inch away from my forehead. How long are you supposed to hold the button down for it to read?
Well, it should beep. You just hold the button until it beeps.
Really? Okay, what I'm trying to do is get it to move to Fahrenheit. Okay, I just moved it to Fahrenheit. So now let's see. It says 36.2 on the... This is, I know stimulating is all get out, folks. Let's see what this reads now. Reads zero.
Do you have a pulse?
I hope I have a pulse. That was 38. All right, I have to... Anyway, the idea, the exercise here is to get you to take a, get a thermometer. They're hard to find. I had to get that one online because I couldn't find it in any drugstore around. You think the best ones are the mercury ones that you stick under your elbow, right?
No, under your tongue.
Under your tongue.
If you're going to do a thyroid check.
Under your elbow.
Under your armpit.
Armpit, yeah.
Yeah, that's for something different, just a regular temperature. Nothing beats the old mercury bulb thermometer. And they're available. You just have to go online to get them. But one thing about your temperature, it can change during the day. It'll change based on what you've eaten. It'll change based on stress or other factors like that, the ambient room temperature around you, physical exercise or whatever else. So it's if you want to get a good indication, you want to take your temperature at the same time every day based on the same activity at that particular time. And that's usually just getting up in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, if you
I want to feel later. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't want to do all coronavirus all the time here, even though it's on people's minds for sure. There are other things, but to stick to some of the items that you've been following, like the scientific community, a lot of medical experts that are urging the president to add a professional statistician to his task team. Why?
Well, there's about 70 of them. I've looked at some of the backgrounds of some of these people, and they believe that the president is relying on very poor models that don't truly reflect the real world, because they need a statistician in there. And when you go, and I've had a previous podcast on this, when you go through the CDC's own published numbers regarding coronavirus versus other things, it is simply statistically insignificant. If you did not hear about it all day long, if you didn't hear about it back in January, morning, noon, and night, you would never have heard the word COVID-19. You would never have heard the word coronavirus. And now look at it just disappearing everywhere, just like they do every spring.
All right. You're talking about these the viruses.
Yeah.
They do.
And so
but then there are those who say that if we don't practice good hygiene, if we don't have limited personal contact, if we don't have some of the things, the masks, that we'll have another run on this come the fall and into the early winter.
But there are several medical experts who have already published their work on the dangers of wearing a mask. I mean, if you're coughing up all kinds of sputum, you should be staying home. But there's terrible dangers.
Don't cough into the mask, for God's sake. Yeah.
There's terrible dangers of wearing a mask. Not the least of which is the buildup of carbon dioxide in the bloodstream that goes acidic because it forms an acid. And the fact that you breathe out water vapor as well. You're not just breathing out what you may think is some infectious pathogen coming out of your lungs or your sinus passages. There's water vapor coming out that traps on the inside of your mask anything that might be pathogenic that will concentrate, and as you breathe in, it's going to go up the nasal passages, and as it goes up the nasal passages, it's going to hit the olfactory nerve, cranial nerve number one, that has a direct highway to the brain. And so several of these experts have come out saying, listen, if you're sick enough to wear a mask, stay home. If you're worried about
that,
and if you're worried about somebody else being around somebody else with a mask, if you don't cover up your eyes, you're kidding yourself anyway.
The podcast, a lot of info and stats. That's at Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, podcast episode number 197, entitled You Just Won't Believe It. A lot of things going on now, as you said, that are being touted that are frankly ridiculous. So you get the bottom line from Jack's perspective at ForbiddenDoctor.com. This is Good Day Health with a reminder on how, at this point in time, many companies are making it pretty easy for you to take advantage of the products that they've become very well known for, helping out your pocketbook. One such company is MyPillow. Their website, MyPillow.com, features these great sheets, these Giza sheets. You buy one set now and you get another one free. So the BOGO deal in place right now, along with the Giza MyPillow, which is an elegant, elegant pillow. You get that on a buy one, get one free deal as well. Matter of fact, you go to a radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. You'll see all of the sheets, the towel sets that are now buy one, get one free. Duvet covers, buy one, get one free with the promo code DJV. Also free shipping as well. The roll and go pillows. It just is amazing what's there. It's a great catalog, very informative, and very helpful when you're trying to figure out what to do to restock your home with pillows and bedding and that sort of thing. So get onto the deal. Buy one, get one free. It's like you get one, two for the price of one. MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the code DJV for financing. Available on all orders over $200. That's a really exclusive deal for MyPillow.com.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife Tip of the Week, I share something that I overlooked before my fishing trip that kept me from landing a couple of big fish. I share what that is right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higman Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higman's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higman's Apex State System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higman Outdoors.
So what kept me from landing a couple of big bass? Old fishing line. I thought I had replaced the line on my spinning reel a month or so ago, but I was wrong. The line on that reel was old and broke upon hook set twice. So learn from my mistake and check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
This is sponsored by Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. This week, as every week, we have a special, I don't know if it's a product, I guess it is, the supplements that come from Standard Process. And we're really, I take many of these myself, so I'm a good guinea pig. Although I haven't taken Mintran, which is a product that apparently is good if you do not go, when you get into bed, if you're not out like a light. Fortunately for me, that's not my problem. But a lot of people do go to bed, and they can't get themselves to sleep. So what does Mintran do to get them off to La La Land?
Well, Mintran is short for mineral tranquilizer, and it's half calcium lactate, and calcium simply relaxes the body. You don't start the morning off with calcium. You take calcium before you go to bed at night. Mm-hmm. And then there are some vegetable concentrates in there that are known to calm the sleep centers of the brain, which is way in the back, just inside the skull, back almost where the spinal cord is, and where your sleep centers are found. And because of a concentrated form of this several vegetables, it helps to calm that area down. And a lot of people, you know, there's other things that, you know, if you're up way too late at night and you sleep way too late in the morning, you're going to have, you know, you create a rhythm that way that's very difficult to conquer. If you go to bed with a full stomach, because you ate really late, that's a problem too. But for most people that have a regular eating, sleeping schedule and still have a hard time falling asleep when they want to go to bed, this is, for a lot of people, it's just simply a miracle, the ability of this to calm the system down. Yeah, and I tell my patients, take about six of these, they're little tiny pills, take about six of them about 30 minutes before bed, so that it's moving into the digestive system by the time you get to lay down. And they find it much easier to fall asleep and stay asleep.
I find that Cataplex F from Standard Products has that same impact on me,
does.
But mostly because I have restless leg from time to time, and this seems to bring it right down.
Well, it's a calcium. There's a calcium link there as well.
There is.
Cataplex F to get calcium into the tissues.
All right. For those of you who are trying to gauge your supplementation, what you're looking for, what are you trying to accomplish, you can fill out the symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and that's how one of the ways you can find out what sort of products are necessary for you. But I know in my case, I think that that you got to have a routine that you stick to, and certainly this stuff, you got to get a good night's sleep. You just have to get a good night's rest. Dr. Jack Stockwell, we continue. Lots more information coming on this weekend's edition of Good Day Health.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Doug Steffen. Yes, I say doctor because I just have fun with that sometimes. Oh, how can you do that? I can
you
do
know,
it.
You're not far off.
I can
you're
do it.
You're not far off with that because that's what the forbidden doctor is. I'm not the forbidden doctor. Mary isn't the forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is that doctor that's inside of you. That if you listen to it, I mean, it built your body.
Instinct.
From a sperm and an egg.
Come
I mean,
instinct.
It built that body. It knows how to heal it if you will listen to it.
Yeah.
And it's forbidden because you're forbidden to know about it.
All right, so let's talk about stats.
Okay.
I have tried to swear off on most of the radio programs that I do. I have not done, at the beginning people wanted to know this, that, or the other, but the stats now have become pedantic, boring, unnecessary. I mean, so why do you need to know how many people have died in your neighborhood overnight? That's not going to help make your life better. But anyway, and that's sort of what the CDC is saying these days, too. All those people, the news media that's so fascinated with the statistics, forget about it. Yes?
Oh, you're asking me. Yes.
There was a question there. Somewhere.
Well, it is. You know, if you're an actuary working for a life insurance company, you know, the success of that life insurance company is based on good actuarial science, and that is just pure statistics. For any demographic group, but when it comes to something of a pandemic nature, and you're told a very small part of the whole picture, and all the other statistics involved with coming up with some kind of a conclusion is left out of the picture, you're going to get some very bad models created in your mind. And when Fauci came out in January and said there'd be 2.2 million Americans dead by now, and the fellow in England, Engstrom or something like that, who was the one who created that model, said we're going to have 500,000 deaths in the UK, and the numbers aren't anywhere near that whatsoever. I think there's 4 or 5 times as many people who've died of pneumonia than there has of coronavirus inside the United States. Yeah. So when you start bringing statistics in that come from the CDC, mind you.
Yeah, and so
you
one of the things to keep in mind here is what the death certificate says, what the doctor says, the reason they can play with, they can fudge these numbers any way they want to, whether you died of pneumonia, whether you died of complications of the flu or the coronavirus. That's very much up. It's not a science.
Well, there's a big money thing, too.
Right, exactly.
If they died of corona, they get hospitals get reimbursed for a certain amount. If they died from corona on a ventilator, they get something like four or five times as much money, and we're talking tens of thousands of dollars per death. So why wouldn't you want to write down COVID-19 as a cause of death?
Yeah. There's a new coronavirus testing machine that has a high rate of inaccuracy from Abbott Labs. Why is that?
Well, any testing machine is going to have problems because they're a surrogate test based on some gold standard that still has not been established.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to establish a gold standard of an infectious etiology, meaning there's an infection that caused this problem, you have to use Koch's postulates. This is how absolutely isolate a cause of a sickness. Well, Robert Koch, a German epidemiologist.
Oh, K-O-C-H.
Years ago.
You got it. Okay.
Yeah, K-O-C-H.
Yeah.
And, and it's really rather simple, but it's still, in fact, it hasn't even been established for polio. It hasn't been established for HIV, and it certainly has not been established for COVID-19. And
there's
a lot of problem. People just don't research it. They just buy the authority word.
Well, there's a lot of hypocrisy, and we've become such sheep. We've trained our minds not to think, and so as a result of that, we're following like sheep all of these things that are, some of them, when you think it through, are pretty nonsensical. But the government says we got to do it this way. So
that's right.
We're like sheep. We'll follow and go anywhere, even if it's over a cliff. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. We continue another half an hour straight ahead.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Reaction is coming in to President Trump's Monday revelation that he's been taking an anti-malaria drug to try and protect himself from COVID-19. The president revealed that he started taking hydroxychloroquine after one of his Oval Office military valets tested positive for the coronavirus. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Federal health officials, though, have been warning against using that medication to treat COVID-19, saying that it has not been scientifically proven to treat or prevent the infection. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wasn't pleased to hear that the president's been taking it.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his weight group, but is morbidly obese.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A classic teenage TV character has passed away. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Ken Osman, who played the teenage scoundrel Eddie Haskell on TV's Leave It to Beaver, passed away. Osman died in L.A. at the age of 76. No cause has been given at this time. Osman was born in Glendale, California, to a carpenter father and a mother who wanted to get him into acting. He got his first role at the age of 4, working in commercials and as a film extra. Got his first speaking role at 9, appearing in mostly small guest parts on TV series. The role of Eddie in season 1 of Leave It to Beaver was supposed to be a one-off guest appearance, but the show's producers and its audience found him so funny he became a regular, appearing in over 100 of the 234 episodes. Later in life, he would give up acting and become a Los Angeles police officer. Osman and his wife, Sandra, had 2 sons, Eric and Christian.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. Fans said his eyes were swollen and that he jumbled his words. Seacrest's rep denied the reports. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. We were talking about the MinTrans supplement. Minerals are very important for you, and you can get them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Just ask when you're waiting back and forth. You have ways of connecting. What is it when do people, when they go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, do they actually expect to talk to you? Do they expect to communicate with you? Hey, Jack, what's the story with MinTrans?
Yeah, if they do the symptom survey, they can.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have the Concierge Health, the VIP program. It's just $29 a month for crying out loud, and you can text me directly, and I will text you back directly.
Right. Okay. So you get that info.
That's also available at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
It's all about information. We have this, and it's what you believe and how much you believe. I got a kick out of seeing the story about this guy who a couple, 3 months ago was all over the place. Ah, this is phony baloney. This is a fake crisis. And then the guy, this is a Floridian, he and his wife both have it, and they're both in the hospital in Jupiter, Florida. So downplaying the seriousness, I don't know that we're doing that, but we're asking you to use some common sense when it comes to this, and to think for yourself about your circumstances, your family. Like, I was planning a trip to the West Coast to do some things with my primary care physician out there, and then she said, my children and I talked about it. I don't want to sit in a plane for 8 hours and I don't want to go through those airports. Not that I don't think I have a strong immune system, because I do, but why stack the deck, especially with telemedicine? And I think you said you were starting that a little bit. She just said to me on the phone yesterday, just we'll do a telemedicine review. You know, there's some tests you have to have. You got to go to a lab for that. But other than that, you know, do it online.
Well, a lot of people just have a question or two in their mind, and they set up an appointment. Yeah, you can do it, Tella. You don't have to go in person. But also, look at the statistics also show as high as 60% of those who have serious problems with COVID-19 had the comorbidity problem. High blood pressure, overweight, cardiovascular problems, diabetes, some other kind of underlying condition that made them immune suppressed. Mm-hmm. Their immune systems were so active taking care of pre-existing conditions that when they got exposed to something that a healthy person gets exposed to, they never even know it. But the ones who are already sick are the ones who fall the fastest. And that's but that's true with any virus.
I think that it's important to make intelligent choices that are not fueled by fear. There was a documentary on called The Truth About Vaccines. There's the documentary Vaxxed that has gotten a lot of traction. And it's a dividing line. It's kind of like Trump and the Democrats and the Republicans, who believes what, and it depends on the source. But there are a lot of eye-opening informational pieces that are around, and I think it's irresponsible. That's why we're doing this here, because you care about the listeners. You care about your
certainly.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not against vaccines. But for the sake of just taking a vaccine because somebody says you ought to, I take what I take based on my own informed consent. That
Absolutely.
Is, I think I'm exposed to lots of different ideas. I can tell by reading and studying and talking to people like you that I care and love what's effective, what's beneficial. I may not do what you tell me to do because I know you don't want me to take any vaccines. And I haven't really, I'm taking the pneumonia vaccine. And I also took, I never have taken the flu vaccine in my life. And I don't honestly know when we have a vaccine for this coronavirus what I'm going to do. I know you probably won't take it. And so I don't know. That's back to informed consent. Whether you decide you want to do it or not depends on kind of what you are exposed to. I don't want it to be a political thing, but I sure as hell don't trust the World Health Organization, and I'm not going to follow their guidelines because they're too connected to the Chinese. Anyway, go ahead.
Precisely. What's involved with informed consent? What's that mean?
Asking questions.
Asking questions, and tell me, doctor, what are the benefits? What are the risks?
Mm-hmm.
Now, every medical procedure requires that. You have to sign a form that you have been informed of the risks and you now consent. That is true with every single medical procedure except a vaccine because you're told that they're safe and effective. Don't worry about it. And so, and Mary and I are often accused of being anti-vaxxers. We're pro-informed consent. If after you learn the truth about the benefits versus the risks, and you decide you want to do it, fine. Go right ahead. It's your body. It's your sovereign property. You have the last word as to what happens to your body. It's just the autocratic stamp of not providing informed consent for that particular procedure that I raise questions about. Why?
Well,
why not inform them of the risks? Because
right
now, there are serious risks.
You're going to see a lot of attention this week, maybe this month, to Moderna, M-O-D-E-R-N-A, doing trials on what they say is a promising vaccine. Well, they're going to say that because it's good. If you look at the stock market this week and what has gone through, what's bringing the stock market back up to some of its earlier heights is what's going on in the drug community and the fact that I saw something earlier today that suggested there was a Taiwanese manufacturer of a certain, this is a chip, not a drug, coming back to the United States. We need to bring all the drug production back here, though. And then you need to exercise your own, as Jack is suggesting, your own ability to discern what makes sense. Would you volunteer for an experiment like these trials for the vaccine, what would you do if somebody came to you and said, I want to try this out? What do you think?
I would
what is the right
long
question?
Long and hard.
Because, all right. So
well,
the first question I'd ask
is, let me see the insert that came with the ampule. I want to see what's in this stuff. I want to see if it's a black box warning from the FDA, for one thing, like a lot of drugs are, but you never told that.
What is that?
A black box warning is extra warning about using a particular drug because of its known serious side effects on the human body. Like a fluoroquinolone, an antibiotic called a fluoroquinolone is a particular black box pharmaceutical. Most patients are never told that. They're told, well, you need a fluoroquinolone, especially if there's some kind of a dental infection, bladder infection, urinary infection. They'll usually prescribe this. Those drugs destroy your ligaments. And there are people who have serious, serious side effects from using that drug. So there's this black box drawing around the warning on the insert that's in the box that comes with the medicine. But who reads those things? Because, well, my doctor told me I need it, and that's the end of their inquiry. They never go beyond that. And, you know, and most of these people are working from, an honest sense of trying to help their patient, but most of them don't even know the extent of the side effects. I know that because I take care of MDs, and we have these discussions.
Well, there's a lot to...
And I'm not being anti-MD. I'm just saying the average citizen, when it comes to the function of their own body and what they should be doing with it in America, is woefully ignorant.
Well, you just do it because your doctor tells you.
Yeah.
Time to ask questions about what concerns you. Continuing on in a few moments, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here in Good Day Health right now, thinking about your lifestyle, thinking about how you look, thinking about your wellness quotient, thinking about how, if you are heavy, you lose the weight because you are so much more likely, 78% more likely to get the corona bug if you are overweight, because there are all kinds of underlying health conditions that go along with being overweight. A lot of people are, maybe you're 10% overweight. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people who are 30, 40, 50% beyond what their body mass index is supposed to be all about. And there are lots of doctors who will tell you that this is not good. The professionals who are in the field looking at the results of who's getting it, no, you don't want to, you got to lose the weight. And the way to do it is with TopLoss.com. You may be shopping around for what would be the best. Maybe you're asking the right questions. You're looking for the science here. I'll tell you, all of that stuff is explained at TopLoss.com, where they have lots of science, story of success rate. So shop for the Calitrin product, which is a natural weight loss formula, no stimulants, no drugs, most successful product in the world at losing weight and keeping it off. That's the point. You want to lose it and keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. You will save on the product. You get three at the regular price, get three free. That's the deal right now. Save because you won't have to pay for shipping either. That's Calitrin weight loss formula, all natural, at toploss.com. Discounts using the code DJV.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here, continuing with our overview, if we may, if I may take a few more minutes, Jack, with you to talk about some of the concerns people are talking or focusing on. They're listening to folks like you. They want to know this stuff is safe. They also want to know that they are going to be able to take something, or something's going to be available to curb this. You can talk until you're blue in the face about people and the food they eat and the supplements that they take. But most people want a pill or a shot, right?
Oh, yeah.
They want a pill
or a
shot.
Yeah, that's the easy way out because there you don't that's intellect. I call it intellectual laziness. With that, you don't have to think. You don't have to research. You just go on with the status quo you've lived. See, that's one of the beauties of the resiliency of the human body. The body is so incredible in dealing with every curveball that's thrown to it that you don't see those curveballs building up inside of you until all of a sudden there's a serious condition that takes place. You said it perfect. You just, you know, they'd rather have some magic bullet, some pill or a vaccine, and then go on about what led them up to that point of vulnerability in the first place. You know, keep eating the sugar and keep sitting on the couch all night long and you never, no exercise, no clean air, no clean water. No adequate amounts of sleep. Just go on the way you've been going and just take this magic pill and you'll be okay. And like you said earlier, that's the ones who are succumbing to the COVID-19.
I just think that there's more to know about this. And sadly, it seems to me, this kind of smacks. Remember when we were all about 20, 30 years ago, the tobacco industry's corruption and deception and all the lies that they told? Now it's the CDC and the pharmaceutical companies that are trying to make a lot of money. And again, look at the stock market and see what some of these companies are doing. That if we're going to depend on drugs, then we better damn well bring the production of them back to this country. And that's a political statement. If you're not talking to your congresspeople, the people that you're going to be voting for in the fall about this and what they're doing to bring back production, to encourage, to stimulate all this stuff being done here in America, then you're missing the boat. Because this is the opportune time to get this stuff out of China and to get them out at least as much as we can. Because it's we've so, you know, it's like sucking on the teat of a cow. That's what's happened. The Chinese picture the cow. Picture China as a big cow, and everybody's on the udder of the cow, sucking away to try to save some money, save a few pennies. Look what it gets you. It gets you exactly what we have right now. That's what it does.
Yeah.
So, anyway, lots of. I want you to check out. I was reading The Truth About Vaccines, which is a book that's around, and that Vaxxed movie. Probably ought to check that out as well. And always stay up with Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Don't forget our special this week, 15% off. Use my name, Doug, if you're ordering Mintran, the product for insomnia, tired brain, fatigue, rapid heartbeat, all that sort of thing. Mintran at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack and Doug here on Good Day Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Talk about what's normal, shall we? Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to focus on yet another aspect of all of our health and well-being. And so we were just talking off air about those little guns that tell you what your temperature is. And mine, I haven't figured out. I just got this, and I haven't figured out how to convert it from Celsius to Fahrenheit. There's got to be a setting on the gun itself. I haven't found that yet. I probably could find the directions. That might do me some good.
Circumstances.
Yes, for all else fails. So you said that my temperature, according to the calculation, you did some little math, was at 97.1.
Yes.
Normally my temperature is about 97.7 in there. And what is yours? Do you know what your normal temperature is?
Yeah, I'm right around 98.6.
Are you? What about Mary, your wife? What's hers?
She runs just a hair low, which is as long as she takes her ageless thyroid, she stays up where it's supposed to be. But there's a test called the Broda-Barnes test, and you have to get a mercury bulb thermometer. You can get them on the Internet. You can order them on the Internet. Drugstores don't carry them anymore. And what you do for about 6 or 7 days in a row before you get out of bed, you put that bulb in your armpit. And just stay there before you get up, before you move, before you get a drink, before you get anything else, and chart the temperature for several days.
Right.
And if it is below 98.6 over several days average, you're probably hypothyroid. And that's been a reliable test for a long time. Your thyroid needs a little kick. If it's running over 98.6 over several days average, then you're running a little hyper.
And so I take your thyroid supplement every day.
Ageless, yeah.
Yeah, the Ageless Thyroid, which you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Dr. Jack's website. So why, if I'm taking that every day, is my temperature below what is considered normal.
There are other factors, and diet has something to do. It depends on how late you might eat. It depends on whether or not you're getting enough rest during the evening when you're sleeping. Under the optimal kinds of conditions, that's the best time to check it. But it's interesting that the temperature that you can get with a mercury bulb is a more consistent indication than the digital units, the scanning units.
Yeah.
They have a certain inaccuracy rate.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know. All right, so let's move on to something. There's news from the world of science about the sun. Sun's going into a cold period,
yes,
which may chill off the planet somewhat. And there's also a focus on infrared and whether or not if the sun is going into a cold period, are we going to have more ultraviolet, not infrared, but ultraviolet damage done if we go out to, how do we know? We're always talking about vitamin D, you got to be in the sun, yada, yada. What's the measure? What's the optimum here so that we don't hurt ourselves and get what we need?
As far as natural sources, as far as the sun is concerned, it's difficult to say at one time, but this time of the year when people are starting to get out into the sun more, they've got to take it a little easy as far as daily exposure is concerned until they start to brown up a little bit.
Yeah.
And as soon as the melatonin begins to develop in the skin, redheads are going to have a problem, but everybody else, you get a little bit more sun all the time until later in the year or later in the summer you can put on an awful lot more time in the sunshine. But we know it's going to strengthen the bones. We know that it's going to improve mood and sleep quality. We know it's going to boost your immunity. There's just too many people that don't want to get out there because they're afraid they're going to get skin cancer.
Yeah.
But according to a recent study by the Swedish researchers, this avoidance can actually do more harm than good. And it was published in the Journal of Internal Medicine.
Yeah, so it's got some credibility.
Yeah, it has. It's a credible study. And we developed on this planet with the sunshine, just as the plants did, and the plants rely on sunshine. The animal kingdom relies on sunshine. Whenever you see certain, like the cat family, constantly licking their hide all the time, what they're picking up is the vitamin D that's coming out of the lanolin that is in their skin cells, or the oil of the skin that's coming through the hide or through the hair, and they're licking this up to pick up their own vitamin D that they pick up from the sun. All animals have a different way of acquiring the vitamin D. Now, animals, I mean mammals, of course. And so, that the mammals, just like us, require vitamin D for optimal health, and the sun is the best way.
Self-preservation, as it were. All right, that's the word. Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com is his...
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.